Judges at Kenya's Supreme Court summarized their ruling in less than 2 hours. They dismissed petitions challenging last month's presidential election results. President-elect William Ruto won the election. His opponent, Raila Odinga, disputed the poll. The bulk of Odinga's case was based on the electoral voting system, which he said had been tampered with. The judges ruled there was no credible evidence to prove this.
This is a unanimous decision of the court, and we make the following orders. One, the presidential election petition number E005 of 2022 are hereby dismissed.
Odinga's lawyers say they will respect the decision of the court, but they do not agree with it.
We had sufficient time to carry out a proper audit, including looking at the issue of the foreign intruders, the Venezuelans, which you would notice the court avoided in making any comment about those intrusions and invasions of the system.
Opinion outside the court is divided. These Kenyans have been monitoring what has been going on in street corners.
Both Raila Odinga and William Ruto have millions of supporters, but only 60% of Kenyans turned up to vote. Some say they are frustrated by politicians.
During the time,
in his first address since the court's ruling, Ruto said the will of the people was respected.
I therefore extend a hand of brotherhood to all my competitors and to all their supporters. We are not enemies, we are Kenyans.
Outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta also addressed the nation.
Is it about numbers? Or is it about process? Which of these two is it? And can our institutions rule one way in one election and another way in another election without scrutiny?
Some Kenyans believe the country is more divided than ever, but they also hope their new leader will deliver on promises he made on the campaign trail. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.